Not only is the Grand Canyon one of the most popular national parks in the U.S., it comfortably belongs on a list of the most popular destinations generally for tourists to visit. But a lot of work needs to be done to maintain its infrastructure. Last week, Coconino County Supervisor Liz Archuleta spoke to the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee and reminded members the national parks need an estimated $12 billion in maintenance, and the Grand Canyon accounts for $313 million of that. With me to talk about where infrastructure improvements stand and the needed funding is Woody Smeck, acting superintendent at Grand Canyon National Park. So, Woody, where are we in the process of getting more federal funding for the Grand Canyon when it comes to infrastructure, and also some sort of reimbursement related to the government shutdown earlier this year?
There are a number of proposals right now before Congress to increase funding to address maintenance backlog in national parks. And the president put forward a budget request to Congress that included a public lands infrastructure fund that would divert revenues generated on public lands toward addressing infrastructure needs in national parks and on other public lands as well. So that's a promising solution to a growing challenge that's been with the Park Service for over a decade now, and that is the backlog of deferred maintenance that is built up.
Are there certain priorities at Grand Canyon you can tell us about that if, in fact, funding were available, there would be top three on the list?
Yeah, number one is the replacement and repair of the Grand Canyon, the Trans Canyon pipeline, the water line that delivers water from its source on the North Rim to outlets on the South Rim. So a lot of people don't know this, but when you visit the South Rim, the drinking water that you have available to you is really coming from the North Rim, from a spring that's perched at 5,300 feet and then delivered by pipeline down to the bottom of the canyon, about a mile down, and then back up the other side and then distributed to points on the South Rim. So there's an extensive network of pipes and pumps and holding tanks and treatment facilities that makes all that water delivery possible. And that infrastructure in particular is now over 50 years old, and a large portion of it is beyond its service life, and it needs to be replaced. So that's our highest priority right now, is to replace the pipeline and the different components to that system.
So is there an estimated cost for that kind of thing?
Yeah, right now we are starting to do the building up the engineering plans and design drawings, but the estimate right now is $104 million, and that would replace 13 miles of old aluminum pipe, and it would also replace or upgrade the pumping stations and some of the water treatment components that go with that. As you can imagine, a great deal of that cost is built into just the logistics of installing a pipeline in a mile deep canyon like this one.
When it comes to sort of the general love of our national parks, and obviously Grand Canyon is at or near the top of the list for a lot of people, are we in a situation where the need, whether it's something that's 50 years old or something newer, a greater need for the infrastructure repairs because more people are not only visiting the national parks, but maybe they're using them in a way that there were certain areas that weren't seen as much, but with the age of social media, more people are learning about things, so things are wearing down faster than they used to.
Yeah, that is true. The national parks have experienced quite a growth in visitation, especially following the centennial anniversary in 2016. And I think many national parks have seen visitation increase anywhere from 25 to 33% over the past 2 to 3 years. It's a good thing. We want people to get out and enjoy and use their national parks, and we welcome all visitors, but it does put wear and tear on facilities and infrastructure, and it's something that we need to take care of and maintain. Fortunately, with that increased visitation, we've also seen increase in revenue from entry gate fees that are collected and other fees. So that helps, but the wear and tear is outpacing that revenue source. And so a larger investment fund like the one that the president has proposed and like that Congress is debating currently is really important.
With revenue from the visitor fees, is that what the canyon is in essence surviving on right now when it comes to infrastructure and other projects?
Yeah, that's correct. Right now, we're using about $17 million of fees that are collected at the gates annually. And we combine that with about $10 million in other fund sources that we have available, including appropriations from Congress. And that's our war chest to address our backlog of deferred maintenance, which right now currently stands at $314 million. So that $27 million, it helps. It's definitely making a difference. And last year, we were able to retire $16 million in deferred maintenance requirements. So it helps. But $314 million is a large number to tackle at these amounts. And so a larger investment is going to be required.
Are you able to go about your business on a daily basis and enjoy and appreciate where you get to work? But at the same time, are you worried about where things stand to some extent when it comes to some aspects of the infrastructure?
Yes, I do worry. My background as a landscape architect, I've spent my career designing and building facilities for visitors to enjoy the beauty of our national parks, and in a way that protects the very thing that they come to see, all the scenery and diversity and wildlife and vegetation. And so as an architect, I look at the infrastructure and it does worry me that we're not putting the proper investment for its long-term care and sustainability.
Well, and knowing that it's dangerous to try to predict what Congress is going to do, are you able to be optimistic that some additional funding can be coming the Grand Canyon's way and other national parks at some point fairly soon?
I am optimistic, and I do think there's growing awareness of the backlog of maintenance requirements. And with that awareness, where there's more attention being given to it, and with all of that, I do see the future being very, very hopeful in the form of projects getting funding and important work getting done.
Woody Smack is acting superintendent at Grand Canyon National Park.